Let's just get the vibe report.
This guy's
on the
in
here.
Charge, too, right?
Yeah. Hey, you know, you get what you pay for in the radio world.
He wears the headphones.
Yeah.
All right. Airline
Roscoe.
Yes, he didn't
save us.
Yo.
Hey.
Good morning. How goes it?
Goes good, I think.
Really well.
We're knocking them dead.
You guys are getting to some incredible facts.
The offers are coming over the phone.
There it is. There's stuff falling off the walls.
Shut up. We'll pay you.
How about it?
Yeah. How about it? So, Roscoe, since we last vibed, a major change has come over your life.
3,500 miles.
And a wife.
Unbelievable. Hold on a minute. This is ridiculous.
A call waiting on a vibe report?
Great.
Great day we're having here. Well, back to dramatic readings, I don't know.
If you mean second paragraph, you got to say second paragraph. You know, I'm just
it was Joey eyes. Skidmore.
Hello, Joey. Buttsteak.
Mr. Buttsteak.
So,
how's married life?
So, the SCO is a married man. I'm getting ready for it. I'm married, but, you know, in New York, it means a lot more, almost, to be shacking up than actually have done the deed, in a way.
I mean, you have to make enough room in your apartment for your blushing bride to move into.
Right, so that's what me and Dennis right now have got the closet made organizer set, and we are closetizing, trying to double my closet space for pennies.
Beautiful thing.
Is that what you're paying Den, pennies?
Well, he's got me making coffee on the hottest day of the whole damn year.
Well, you know, Dan.
By the time he gets around to drinking it, it'll be nice and cold.
Well, no, and he's already given me a little bit of you know, for not telling him to go to Ray's in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
As well, it's, we're going to have to let it cool down now.
So what's the vibe?
I took him to Two Boots and got him a sandwich and everything. You know, it was a couple notches above the usual Polish breakfast fare.
Mm.
You know, trying to be a nice guy. The vibe is just, you know, the heat and trying to get things done, blah, blah, blah.
It's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
How bad it? Definitely the stupidity.
There's nothing like breaking a sweat tying your shoes, you know?
And, yeah, I definitely have been sweating around the joint, you know, running around. Party was good. The whole Hot Springs vibe was pretty incredible.
Hot Springs was amazing.
I love the photos.
And you stuck around for a few days after I did.
Yeah, we liked it so much we moved in for a while.
Oh, man. I just, the moron level of the servants in that area was just so high that, you know, I just, you know, couldn't get my toast right, and I just left the state. After several chigger bites, you know, it's been a while since I got a chigger bite.
Chiggers?
I was the only one who didn't get chigger bit.
That's reason enough to move out of the South, right?
I think that's because you had the right. I think chiggers behave just the way mosquitoes do with the smokables.
Yeah, it's the Italian thing; they slide off.
Yeah. Hmm. But my mom did tell me the old-fashioned remedy, which does work the best.
His Sally is not covered in nail polish.
Clear nail polish smothers the little buggers. Because if you don't kill them, they'll just crawl around under you and come out someplace else.
Yeah, they head for the brain.
Yeah, for an unsightly blotch.
Wow. Oh, boy.
It's true.
The chiggers are quite a concept. Like I said, it's reason enough to move out of the South right there.
My dad said he wouldn't even ever fly over Arkansas again.
Yeah, well, we'd have to show you the hot spots.
Yeah.
We sort of dug up the actual Hot Springs lifestyle factor.
I was looking for more of a tablecloth kind of area.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to go across state lines to find a clean tablecloth.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you guys got a lot of facts to get up on, you know?
We're working on it,
and,
yeah.
You know, aloha to the Mr. Tosh's. And,
aloha?
Aloha.
Aloha.
It's Hawaiian. It means hello and goodbye at the same time.
It's a traditional greeting in our neck of the woods.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we got to get this guy, Hound, you know, like,
which
because
guy?
Now that I've been dragged
are
into
we mad
thing,
at
oh, that guy.
We got to get him.
I have a funny story about that, too, but I can't tell it on the air. I've been ordered
well,
not to.
You know, knock yourself out. It's already been pretty nebulous. What are you talking about?
Well,
the one we can't talk about.
The guy that we can't talk about has talked about, he's brought me into the whole thing, and I didn't do anything about it in one of his stupid little college rock papers that talks about bands that can't, that just don't have it together to buy a tuner, you know?
Tuna.
But anyway...
I'll take some tuna.
Anyway, I'll get some copies of this thing, and then we can go to this office or something.
Tomato,
I'm tired of it. The last guy that I had to apologize to, or even the idea of just letting someone apologize to me for something that I wanted to kill him for is so unsatisfying that we just can't have this happen anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I read you loud and clear, Sco.
Okay.
Let's get to work on this when I get back from Virginia.
Hey, maybe I'll see you guys later for the Booze Fest.
Good chance of it.
Let me know where it'll be, because me and Dan will be here toiling till then.
There's a limited amount of places we can have such a thing.
Right.
Sort of allowed.
You know. One or two. Let me know so I'm not stuck at the other one by myself.
No problem.
There you go.
Okay, Roscoe.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks. How does he do it?